There's been a lot of debate, and actually Rakesh Jain is being interviewed for the same issue that you're going to appear on. There's been a lot of discussion, particularly because a lot of his work about, you know, why bevacizumab is actually working or how it's working and whether or not we might expect or not expect it to work in the adjuvant setting. What's your thought on that debate?
When we designed N0147 to look at the use of cetuximab, the thought was that in the adjuvant setting, typically we're dealing with micrometastatic disease, and indeed in cases where the cancer cells may have not reached a point where they're generating neovascular structures, given that at least part of the speculation had been that use of bevacizumab may have a more limited benefit if that neovascular structure isn't being developed, then the bevacizumab, which binds VEGF, really isn't going to hinder that early growth of the cancer. It won't hinder it until the vascular structures start to develop. As we've gained more understanding of the role of bevacizumab, it does appear that it also has some effect on how chemotherapy drugs enter cells, although, again, that mainly deals with the vascular structure, recognizing that the neovascular vessels that develop with cancer are abnormal, and that by changing the hydrostatic pressure within those vessels, it may allow more of the drug to get into the tumor. The idea of using an antibody directly against the tumor cells, such as cetuximab, had been built on the thought that, or the hypothesis that this would really target early development of cancer, the micrometastatic disease that the vessels haven't reached yet, and may do a better job of eradicating that.